Elian Gonzalez will go back to Cuba.
This little boy belongs with his father.
The Peacock Network will show more color.
NBC is committed to diversity in every aspect of our programming.
Mike Ditka says he won't coach again.
No, never, no.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. U.S. immigration officials announced their decision today. Cuban refugee boy Elian Gonzalez should be returned to his father. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
There was no celebration in INS Commissioner Doris Meisner's voice, just a sense that this is the right thing to do.
It is the right decision legally. It is the right decision morally.
Immigration officials interviewed the boy's father twice, listening for any signs that he was being coerced by the Cuban government. Juan Gonzalez provided pictures and vivid descriptions about his son's life, his health, his schooling.
We have extensive detail on the closeness of the relationship.
Pleased about the ruling, Castro government spokesman Luis Fernandez says Elian belongs in Cuba.
This boy should be sent to Cuba as soon as possible.
INS hopes to complete arrangements for the six-year-old's return by January 14th. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The announcement drew protesters to the INS office in Miami. Anti-Castro groups and the boy's relatives are trying to fight the ruling. Maria Elisa's Gonzalez is Elian's cousin.
His mom did risk her life for him to get liberty, and I hope that this country gives us the opportunity of knowing what liberty is all about.
Elian's mother drowned in their attempt to escape Cuba in a boat. Family members say yes, the boy should be reunited with his father in this country. Now this.
How does a great cup of coffee sound?
Chock full of nuts is that heavenly coffee. Heavenly coffee, heavenly coffee. Chock full of nuts is that heavenly coffee. Better coffee, a millionaire's money can't buy. Chock full of nuts is that heavenly coffee. Better coffee, a millionaire's money can't buy.
Chock full of nuts coffee, still heavenly.
At History Channel's Lost and Found, we've traveled to every corner of the globe in search of history's most amazing artifacts.
Delivery!
Oh, Mark Twain's bed. Put it over there. We've uncovered the likes of Marie Antoinette's guillotine and the first Mad magazine.
Hugh Hefner's pajamas.
Dry clean only. It's incredible what you can find these days, like the body of Jesse James. Wait till you see where we dug that up.
It's a scavenger hunt through time at History's Lost and Found. Friday at 8 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on the History Channel.
The notion of government inspectors coming into our home sent a chill down the sweatshirt-clad spines of telecommuters. A letter from OSHA said companies could be held responsible for the health and safety of employees working at home. But today, Labor Secretary Alexis Herman withdrew the letter for further study.
The Secretary of Labor realized it was an extreme overreach of federal authority and bureaucracy that would cause a bit of a revolution by 20 million telecommuters who I am certain they have heard from in the last 24 hours to cause them to rescind this.
Bruce Johnston of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. John Edwards, president of the International Telework Association and Council, says some regulation of the home workplace might be appropriate, but the worker's always on the go.
The difficulty with it's going to be when people work away from the office, they also work in their car and they work in airport lounges and they work everywhere.
The TV network's fall schedules got mixed reviews from the critics and a howl of protest from the NAACP, which said minorities were almost invisible in primetime. Today, after a meeting with NAACP President Kwesi Mfume, NBC President Bob Wright pledged specific steps to boost minority representation.
Our goal is to make it unequivocally clear that NBC is committed to diversity in every aspect of our programming.
Mfume says he expects similar pledges from ABC, CBS, and Fox.
Our desire is to create a win-win situation for people of color and network television.
Senator Edward Kennedy gave Al Gore his blessing today.
No one in this country has fought harder and been more effective and a stronger voice for the great principles of the Democratic Party than Al Gore.
The Vice President and Bill Bradley are just starting a New Hampshire debate. They'll face off again Saturday in Iowa. George W. Bush is campaigning for Republican support in Iowa, emphasizing his proposal for a $483 billion tax cut. The Clintons are officially moving into their new house this evening. They've arrived in Chappaqua, New York to unpack and get settled. Tomorrow, the president returns to the White House, where he'll spend most of the time for the remainder of his term. Socks the cat and Buddy the dog will keep him company. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
A double cappuccino, please. No, make it a triple. Morning, Sally.
Hi, Sarah. Boy, do I feel good, like I had a good night's sleep, because I did.
Sally, sometimes you give me a pain.
I got relief from my arthritis pain. Went to bed at 9, just woke up, and I feel great.
I'm glad you're sleeping. My back keeps me awake half the night.
Try SalonPas, Sarah. Medicated pain patches. I put them on at bedtime and sleep like a baby all night.
SalonPas?
SalonPas.
Will they relieve me from my Sally pain?
SalonPas at major chain drugstores, discount stores, and pharmacies.
Radio Shack's having a huge clearance sale on internet-ready compacts made for education. What can you save? Maybe your kids' future. Thanks to the special software for families with kids in school. It's included in the low price. Not to mention 30% off. And when you sign up for 3 years of internet service, another $400 off. That makes it only $297 plus monitor. Only at Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers. And a huge compact clearance sale. Limited time offer, credit approval and other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Pro football's postseason house cleaning continued today with the firing of New Orleans Saints coach Mike Ditka and his entire staff.
We tried, we didn't get it done. That's the bottom line. When you don't get it done, you're going to get out of there in a hurry. And I love the city. I love the fans. I love the organization. I wish them the best, and they deserve a winner.
Ditka had just 3 wins and 13 losses this season. He's 60 years old and says his coaching days are over. Football legend Jim Brown got probation for vandalizing his wife's car, but refused to do community service or get domestic violence counseling. So today, a judge in Hollywood sentenced Brown to 6 months in jail. He remains free pending an appeal. CBS News reporter Charles Wolfson is covering the Mideast peace talks in Shepherdstown, Virginia, which moved very slowly today.
Secretary of State Albright spent the afternoon in separate meetings with Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Barak and Syria's Foreign Minister Farouk al-Shara. Her spokesman, James Rubin, said their discussions were not on specific details of the negotiations. They were more concerned, as Rubin put it, with how we get from chugging along to a fast track.
President Clinton might return to the talks tomorrow. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
The problem with problems is that they'll keep coming back unless you know what causes them in the first place. Do you need legal-size faxing? Do you require a three-hole punch? Do you want to print color on a heavier paper stock? Do you have someone in your corner? Well, that last one's easy. 1-800-63-RICO. As your printing jobs become more complex, RICO Networked Officio Solutions keep it simple.
The only thing more unpredictable than a winter weather forecast is the moment when that old car battery of yours finally dies out. But here's some... can depend on a brand new genuine Midas battery. Through January 30th, you can get $20 off any new genuine Midas battery after mail-in rebate. Available at participating shops only. See shop for details. Call 1-800-GO-MIDAS to locate the Midas shop nearest you. Get ready for winter. Go Midas.
Technology stocks suffered more losses today. The NASDAQ down 24 points to close at 3877. The blue chips recovered. The Dow Industrials up 124 to 11,122. Think twice the next time you say a trained chimp could do that. Trained chimps can do more than we think. Japanese researchers found that a chimp can remember the correct sequence of 5 random numbers, doing about as well as the average preschool child. You say your left nostril doesn't know what your right nostril's doing? Scientists at the University of California at Irvine say you might be right. In a study, they found that odors inhaled through the right nostril tend to be more pleasant, but the left nostril is a more accurate sniffer. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.